It's Thursday, February 8th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. 11 Iranian members of parliament visited Evin prison this week, investigating the abuse of prisoners while ignoring the Christians there. The Worldview spoke to Claire Evans, regional director for the Middle East with International Christian Concern, about the notorious Iranian prison for the persecution of Christians.
Evin prison is a place where if you really want to investigate the abuse that is going on, then you really have to look at the abuse of Christians in the prison, because so many have gone through the doors and continue to be in prison there, and their abuse that they face is much worse than the abuse of any other prisoners who are incarcerated there. So it was an opportunity, if they were truly serious about wanting to find out about prison abuses, it was an opportunity for them to do so, but obviously that didn't happen.
Evans also shared how these Christians suffer in prison and how you can pray for them.
First, for the Christians who are still in prison, what they're experiencing, it affects every part of who they are as a person, and it takes a huge toll on them just in so many different ways. They come out very sick, they come out mentally just oppressed, and they really struggle with depression, and many of them even struggle just with lingering feelings of fear, like the regime is still there, still over their shoulder, and the regime is. And so we need to pray that they just have strength during this difficult time. Pray for their health. They are often denied medical treatment.
4 United Nations human rights experts are calling on Iran's Revolutionary Court to give a fair final hearing this week for 3 Christians charged with religious activities, decrying the charges as a violation of Iran's duties under international law, reports Radio Free Europe. Despite such cases, the church in this Islamic regime has grown 100-fold from an estimated 500 Christians in 1979 to about 360,000 Christians today. Jesus reminds us of the spiritual fruit his word brings in Matthew 13:23. He who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Last week, a federal judge halted the deportation of 50 Indonesian Christians living in New Hampshire under an unofficial arrangement with officials after fleeing violence in their homeland. President Donald Trump's administration has ordered an end to that deal, but the new ruling allows the Christians to make a case for legal residence by showing they would suffer persecution if sent back to Indonesia. 2 court victories for religious freedom recently. First, the state of North Carolina agreed last month to pay a $300,000 settlement to former magistrate Gail Myrick, who was forced to resign over her Christian objection to performing faux same-sex wedding ceremonies. This came after a federal court ruled that the state courts were, quote, required by law, end quote, to accommodate Myrick's religious beliefs. Second, a California Superior Court judge ruled Monday that the state cannot force Tastry's bakery owner Kathy Miller to make a cake against her beliefs for 2 lesbians, arguing it would violate Miller's free speech and would be, quote, the stuff of tyranny, end quote. Proverbs 2:8 says, "The Lord guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints." In a decision released Tuesday, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled against 2 abortion mills in the state trying to overturn a 2014 order for them to shut down over violating state regulations. The ruling affects Toledo's Last Murder facility as having operated illegally. U.S. Senate leaders unveiled a 2-year budget deal yesterday to prevent a government shutdown, increase government spending by $300 billion, and raise the federal debt limit. While likely to pass the Senate, opposition is expected from some House lawmakers. The University of Central Oklahoma recently canceled a speaking visit by Answers in Genesis president Ken Ham after backlash from those committed to sexually perverted lifestyles. Ken Ham responded by saying, quote, "I find it highly ironic that after being scheduled to speak in the school's Constitution Hall, our constitutional right to free speech and the free exercise of religion have been denied with the school's cancellation," end quote. American universities have gone the way of Isaiah 59:14. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. In contrast, a couple dozen Christian study centers have popped up over the last decade in pagan universities including Cornell, Yale, and the University of California at Berkeley. The centers draw hundreds of students weekly, inviting them to integrate their Christian faith with science and their academic studies, reports Religious News Service. One student described the experience saying, quote, "It's like my second home. I feel like I'm welcome here and encouraged to welcome others in the name of Christ," end quote. And finally, Tesla and SpaceX founder Elon Musk successfully launched his Falcon Heavy rocket on its maiden voyage from the Kennedy Space Center on Tuesday. The two side boosters fell back to Earth and landed upright as planned. The rocket's payload is one of Musk's own Tesla electric cars to be put into the sun's orbit, the first time a private company has launched something into deep space. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, February 8th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.